All right. About 4 weeks ago, I had a phone call asking me to come to an interview with the company I work for in Louisiana. And with that phone call, the thoughts started happening in my mind, oh, what if? What if I get the job? And so, and I think a lot. I don't talk a whole lot, but I think a lot. So for these 2 weeks, I was thinking about it. And one of those days, what came to my mind was something what my mother-in-law said to me many, many years ago. She said, you know, your talents are a gift from God, and what you do with them is your gift back to Him. So I thought, am I using my talents the way, to the best I can? And that answer was no. So from that answer came peace, because I knew I had to do something to use my talents more effectively. So the day came when I had to go to the interview, and it's a long drive. It's close to Shreveport, Louisiana. So I looked up the way on the internet, and there was a quick way and a short way. So I opted to take the short way, which turned out to be a bad mistake, because it took me about 2 hours longer than I thought it would. So there I was driving in the middle of the night through central Mississippi and Louisiana, where hardly no one was around, and it was pitch black that night. And I remember one time thinking, I wish we had full moon, at least I would see a little more. So, and there again, I was left in that car to my thoughts, and I was thinking, what am I doing here in the middle of the night, middle of nowhere? I'm just going to turn around and go home and call those people and tell them I'm not coming. And I thought, no, you know, you've been that far. You're going to continue and go where you're going. And I was driving down that road, and I was thinking, what am I doing here? I'm crazy. I'm all alone, nobody around. What if something happens? And my next thought was, well, I'm not alone, because I'm never alone, because the Lord is with me. And I thought, well, you know, if I really think about it, He's sitting right next to me in the car right here, so I'm not alone. And again, with that thought comes peace. So I was traveling on my road, and I came to the town where I had made reservations in the hotel, and I came to a fork in the road, and all I knew was the number of the road I had to travel on, but it went this way and it went this way, and I didn't know which way to go, and this way it said business route. And I thought, well, I'm looking for a hotel. That's a business, so I'm going to take this route. As I was going down there, it brought me in a bad neighborhood, and I thought, wrong again. What am I going to do now? And I thought, well, I'll just keep on going. And as I keep on going, I came out of that neighborhood, and I came to an older part of town, and it was, to me, it was a miracle, because they had Christmas lights all above the road. It was like driving under the stars. I mean, it was, I still get goosebumps. I had never seen anything like that before. And the little town was on the river, and they had, all along the river, they had Christmas lights over the bridges, and it was just really touching to me. And I'm like, I felt like it was a gift given to me after a long travel, and I remember thinking it was all worth it. If nothing else, this was worth seeing. So I finally arrived at the hotel, and it was cold that night, so I went through the drawers and looking for another blanket, and I didn't find one, but I found a Gideon Bible. And I always, when I travel, carry my Bible with me, but I opened that Gideon Bible, and the front page, it had areas to read, and there was one area that said making decisions. So I opened to that verse, and what I read was first was James 1, 5 through 6, and I'm going to read what I read that night. It said, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And it continued, 7 and 8, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. And then as I was driving through Mississippi, I saw a shooting star, and I remember thinking, I wish I'd get that job. And my next thought was, wait, watch what you wish for, because I wasn't sure if I wanted it. And this reading was the same. I thought, watch what you wish for. And the next reading was Proverbs 7 and 8. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And that reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So the next morning I got up, I didn't have those doubts anymore. And that night that I traveled, I realized that I was closing my mind by thinking I need to go back and not even go there. So I asked to have an open mind and just see what's there before, not to go there with knowing I'm not going to do this. So I went there, and I interviewed from 8:30 to almost 4 o'clock with almost 10 different people, and I was comfortable. I was very comfortable, and to me that was a miracle right there, because if I'm in new situations, if I have to talk to people that I don't know, I get very nervous, and I tend to not say things. But it wasn't that way at all. I was very comfortable, and I accepted the job which was offered to me that week, and I took it. And one of the big parts why I took it was my husband, Barry. So two of the things I'd like to share with you that he said to me. He said one time, because I told him, you know, I'm afraid, and he said, what are you afraid of? I said, well, not only the change, but I don't want to be selfish. And he said, but you're not. You'd be selfish if you would just go and say, I'm doing this no matter what. But you worry so much about me and everything else that you lose focus on what is important. And that statement made a big difference in my decision. And the other part he said, you know, if I would have this opportunity, I would jump on it. And I know if I would do it, you would come with me. So allow me to do the same for you. And I can only say, the way the things have worked out so far, it just all falls in place. And I'm very grateful for the gift. I'm not grateful for having to move, but I know that I can't have one without the other. So I had to make a decision, and I chose to continue on the way and to hope not have doubts and have things going in my mind. And the pastor asked me to share with you, and that's what I wanted to share with y'all. Another thing I would like to say, I realize I've been on a road that started about 2 years when I came through the door in this church, and I wanted to thank each and every one of y'all to be there and help me stay on that road and help me guide and give me the strength to continue. And I will carry that with me, and hopefully in the future I can pass that on to the people that I will encounter. So thank you all very much.